This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, April the 10th, 2025.
Ape Thursday. What's up, Ape?
I wonder if they... oh, man. I tell you, figure this out for me. And you're the same damn way, fat boy.
Okay. We'll see if I can help you out.
Well, it's going to help us. I love what we do on this show, but our calling, I feel, is when it wouldn't be consultant, but basically businesses, entrepreneurs would bring us in and tell us about their business, and then we sit there and just run off at the mouth about it and then come up with marketing / promotional ideas. For instance, what you just said, I was like, and I'm going to give this to the public. Whoever wants it, get it first. And the way you'll claim it first is to, when you go on your social media and make this happen, and this is only for a select few, but this is a gift from the saviors of morning radio.
So listen up.
The way you will make this validated that it's yours is that you will tag the Rise Guys in it.
Yep.
And when you proclaim this,
give us credit.
And also, if it's already gone, I'm going to feel like a fool. But, you know, second ain't bad. I mean, if you're in a gangbang, like number 499 is bad. It's real bad.
Oh, man, sometimes it's fun to go last, right? Get that one-on-one
never,
time.
Never. I've played dodgeball in middle school, so I know that feeling, pal. I don't know if it's already happening, but if you own a vape store, are you not celebrating Vapor?
Oh, my God. That is not taken.
Ow.
Now, you would have to show us proof, but I've never heard of anybody saying
it. I'm going to look it up right now. And I don't know what it... I would have never had that idea had you not just said what you said, which was April. But you said in April. Like, the way I hear people say vape.
Do you know who has a vape store? Freaking Anonymous Noah.
Well,
he's a smart dude, but I'm sure he hasn't thought of Vaporil.
I'm going to look it up and see. I don't know how to.
And it works because you say vape. Like, you know, if you're named April, you probably hate it when people call you Ape. But, you know, Vaporil vape works. You know what people don't do anymore? What you just did. And it's one of
those. No, they've done it, actually, in fact.
They've done it.
They've done it.
Well, then Mark Hendricks gave somebody the idea first because he's usually on that tip as far as, like, you know, puns.
It's not really a...
November.
It is. I love puns, but I also, like, when I hear something, and fat boy, I feel like you're the same way, too. Like, your mind, you're listening to what the person said, but there's this other part of your brain that's over there exploding words associated with what they just said. And you're seeing... Yep. All these different things, and I'm still listening to you, but at the same time, it's the other side of the brain's like light bulbs are going off of funny little puns and things. But Vapril is a real thing. In fact, we're celebrating Vapril 2025 right now, the world's largest and most successful vape awareness campaign. Back for its eighth year.
God. Wow. Did they teach the basics?
I'm heartbroken right now. I feel like number 499. I feel like 501. I didn't get none.
What's the one? Oh, she just gave up and quit.
Yeah. Well, it was the Houston 500 in my mind.
Well, she broke her own record.
Oh, what's it up to now?
I think Lisa Sparks got like a 750.
That's, you know what? You know, you know, here's the thing. If I think about Wilt Chamberlain with 10,000 women at one time, that's sick. Over time, that's kind of legendary. But a woman all at once, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Now, obviously, everybody's on a timer. I think you get like a minute.
Well.
And you got to move out.
Well, I mean, she's.
Plus, there was a lot of assistance, too.
You know, I was going to say, fluffer girls.
She was numb at a certain point.
Yeah.
You know what we just did? I don't know if they teach it anymore.
But brainstorming?
Yes. When I was coming up and going to school, you could take like you could take elective classes like creative writing, you know.
Oh, I did that, yeah.
We teach you to brainstorm.
Yeah.
I don't know if they teach you that anymore.
And it also stems from, and now I know you're not going to probably echo this because, you know, you don't speak fondly of your childhood. But, and again, this all tie in together. Because I've thought about this a zillion times. What is my favorite movie of all time? I mean, you know.
Back to the Future.
I mean, it's Roots, okay. Obviously.
It's not Roots. Paige is correct.
I was close. Give you a little Roots. Bell. How about a little ding?
Give you a little namaste bell. And as a kid, I remember watching the trailer for, and when I say kid, I was 10. That's a kid. And I've watched the commercial, the trailer for it, and I remember hearing the song Back in Time by Huey Lewis and the News. And I said to my mom and dad, I said,
Huey.
I had just recently figured out what a soundtrack was. Like a soundtrack. Oh, that's all the songs in a movie or TV show or whatever. And I sat there and thought of songs of the time. Oh, how connected was that? Songs of the 80s that had the word time and all these different past and all this stuff that were involved in the title. And I sit there with a pen and a piece of paper and I wrote down what I thought would be the Back to the Future soundtrack. And my mom, my daddy echoed it too, but my mom, you know, she looked at that and she said, Matthew, this is really good. And I love my mom, but she's not one that would just feed you some bull crap. Like over saying like you were really good at this, and you know, like a, you know, some parents, the kids are flopping around on the stage flopping. Like you're a great dancer, honey, stay at it. It secretly you're like, this is freaking embarrassing, I wish you would drop out. So that always stuck with me, and I feel like part of my brain still kind of goes that way because I secretly fond of that acknowledgement of this is really good, when I wasn't used to getting that a lot. You know, like my cousin in the Greenville newspaper on Sundays, kids could send in artwork. And, boy, this is strange. They would print them on this, on the opposite of the comic strip. And it was like local kids. And they'd print like three or four on a Sunday. And my cousin Lisa, her picture got in there.
Lisa.
And everybody at Sunday dinner was just gushing about it. I mean, legs up on the table. No, I mean, they were very happy about it and congratulating her and all this. And everybody was saying, oh, I'm going to frame that and all this stuff. And I remember feeling, is it a competitive nature or am I jealous? I don't know. But I suddenly made it my freaking goal to get my artwork in the Greenville News. And after like 6 months, I did. But I think eventually, like, it's probably a stack they're going through, and they're like, oh.
Give me a couple.
Let's finally go ahead and put this one in. It's weird. I don't even remember what it was. Hey Baby's got a copy of it still.
They had to hit all the hot zips. So give me one from 1509.
This kid from the Mill Village over at Poe Mill. I mean, I feel bad. I could tell these crayons were actually broken when he used them.
Did you get the same praise, though, when yours got in the paper?
More. Because mama cut it out of the newspaper and put it on the cork board at church.
You should go to Lisa now and say, look, I'm on the radio, and who are you talking to? Huh? I'm talking to people. You out here talking, it looks like you're talking to yourself.
I think I will do that. I think I will.
Just, you know, you got to remind people. You got to throw it around.
She's a good cousin. I don't have any bad ones. I'm just saying she's we work together at Chick-fil-A, so we have some...
Well, nepotism.
Some tenure. That's not nepotism. I mean, my Lord, if... You know, what a strange thing to even dive into also, but, you know, I hear that so much, nepo baby, yeah. nepo. It's like, if you grow up with your parents in an industry, and it's kind of like what you hear them talking about it all those years, it kind of permeates in your brain, you kind of are actually learning about it. You either grow a fondness of it, or you absolutely hate it and want to do something totally different.
Yeah.
So if you naturally flow into it, and, you know, and I'm not using Don Jr. as an example, but if you just flow into it, and then dad's like, wow, you know what, kid, you are good, and I trust you because you are family. I will bequeath this to you when I retire or whatever. Or like Vince G. Sr. did. I'll sell it to you for $1 million, kid, if you can come up with $1 million. Vince is like, I know some people. And borrow some money from. I'm just a trailer park kid.
That ended up working out.
It did.
For a little bit.
From the trailer parks to the courtrooms. Mm-hmm. It's my Vince McMahon page.
He hated to admit it, too.
Oh, man. Yeah, I even wonder about that, too, with the Mr. We're all over the place, obviously, but the Mr. McMahon Netflix show, which I've watched twice, because, you know, you watch it the first time, you're kind of like, oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. And then the second time, you're like, oh, yeah, I didn't miss that time or whatever. But that scene where they, like, shut down production because it just hit the news that... I don't even want to say her name, although she's not... She's fine with going around doing interviews and stuff, but, you know, the victim of all the stuff against Vince McMahon.
Oh, yeah. Old JG.
Yeah. It's weird. I know her name versus, you know, usually Jane Doe for years, and now there's, like, some fame association with it, which, whatever...
Well, we never would have heard about if Vince made all the payments he said he was going to make.
Well,
so that's kind of a weird.
So they're filming a Netflix documentary about Vince McMahon, a guy who's had sexual lawsuits in the past, hired the people back, and then acted those same things out on television. So it's not he's not above that, but on like day three of the sit-down interviews with that documentary, all of a sudden it goes dramatic. Where it's like on Ice Road Truckers, where it looks like they're going to slide off the road.
Yeah.
Vince gets up and walks out of the little ring they got set up where they're interviewing. And I'm like, knowing wrestling the way we know wrestling and all that, like, was that part of the dramatics added to the documentary? Because it was like episode three where you're kind of getting settled in and deciding if you're really going to watch it all.
That documentary is missing one very important thing.
What? Linda McMahon.
Well,
she couldn't be on there, obviously. She's our Department of Education.
And somebody should have got to Bill Simmons.
Secretary of
Education. Got in his ear because he produced it. But he's like a quasi-wrestling fan. He's like a, you know, like a mainstream type of, you know, sprinkled wrestling fan. Doesn't really know the history.
You know, Costas got a nice paycheck for saying all he said.
He was great.
Oh, he was very open.
But who's not on it? You can't have a Vince documentary without Jim Ross.
Ah.
You can't.
Yeah.
It's instantly.
Yeah, as much as they talked to Bruce Pritchard. You know, you know him as Brother Love.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Yeah.
There's no credibility. The relationship those two had for years and years.
Yeah. So, well, he also works for their competition.
Even when Bruce left.
Yeah. So, anyway, with that, like, there's two things with that. Either that was part of the wrestling vibe of it, you know, make it more dramatic, or TKO, who, you know, bought WWE and now runs it, which also owns UFC. Did they say, look, this is what we're going to do. We're about to go on your network with WWE Raw.
Nick Khan.
Netflix.
Yep.
What if we go into this with a bang? Because we know these allegations are about to come to – everybody does. But let's just act like they're, you know, we don't know yet. So then we can, like, boom it. Because as soon as that happened, they started putting out that older WWE documentaries on Netflix.
Yep.
And then next thing you know, Raw's on. I overthink. Yes, I do agree with you, Texter. But you know what?
Plus, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but Bruce Prichard's not going to give you the objective Vince McMahon view.
No, because he's just not. Vince helped him when...
Again, I don't blame him for it.
No, Vince helped him out when Bruce's wife got cancer and helped him out with the hospital bills, you know. But he's also his employer, too. So, because they... I don't know what their insurance thing is. I've never really, like, sat down with any of the boys and straight up asked them that. I've been around wrestlers, but I've never said, hey, what's your insurance like?
That's interesting.
I don't have anybody.
I don't know that... I mean, I know there's a thing. I mean, maybe they all got Cobra. Is Cobra like the Duke Power of that still? That's what it used to be. You got Cobra?
That's when you know you got fired, right? You get Cobra insurance.
That's what, dude, I know. It's also like it goes to the hand in hand with like if you drive a moped, you probably got a DUI.
You just got to hope you're old enough to make it to Medicare at a certain point if you're, you know, the boys. That's the only way you're going to get taken care of.
Yeah.
What did Ricky Morton say the most he ever made was 150?
Yeah.
In a year?
Was it 150 a year?
I think 1 year he said he made 150. It was the most he made.
Who knows?
He wasn't making enough to live, but still.
Yeah.
He's one of the greatest tag teams in the history of the business. Those boys should be taken care of.
Talking about Punky and Hoot.
Now, if you believe Jericho, guys.
Well, let me say it again and get that same sigh from people. Talking about Punky and Hoot.
Now they're saying the guys now, just like the low car guys, are making a million.
I know.
Is business weird. That good? Where I don't think, I mean, come on.
Well, yeah, I know.
You're not spreading it that, you know, the love that far.
Yeah. This all started because of April, man.
You know the one question I get about this job the most?
Can you say it on the radio?
Well, I got to edit some words out. People say, hey, Effer, F you doing? What do you guys know what to talk about? How do you know what to talk about? I mean, you'd be surprised what we don't talk about.
And then when you
just run out of time.
When you tell them, like, especially if you're like close to them or whatever, and you say, you know, we really don't. Like, I mean, we like today. Mm-hmm. I'll give you, this is a fun little natural way to do this. I'll tell you today. Coming up at 7:25 Eastern, Facebook Fussin'. Watch that live video stream on YouTube. Oh, see, this even sounds orchestrated now that I'm closing up the thing with a rundown, but it's not. 8 o'clock, hour after headlines, we'll do the All Advice Show, or All Advice Hour. We're going to, because there's such a demand for it, and rather than just doing one entire show, we're going to do an hour today. So starting up at 8 o'clock, we'll do the All Advice Show. So that's what we do know. And then we'll know we'll do some headlines here and there.
It's whatever happens, you know, rolls off.
Do like a minute and a half of sports.
No problem.
We'll tell you about some of our fine partners and all that stuff, but the rest of it, yeah, it just we crack the mic, which is not that's like sending an email blast. I hate that too. Like, here's an email. I'm not cracking a mic like a chiropractor does your neck. I'm hitting a button. So I'm hitting a button on a microphone, and then we talk.
These same people say, I couldn't do that for 4 hours. I'm like, that's why you don't do it. That's why I do it.
It's like when you hear, not equating us to like Led Zeppelin or anything, but like when you hear them say, yeah, I wrote that song in like 6 minutes while I was taking a dump or whatever the story would be.
Come on.
See, look, there's the Go Music. It's like this all was pre-written. I wouldn't be able to keep up with cue cards if that was.
They always got those stories. Wrote it in 5 minutes.
It's just like when you see your buddy, and not that Fat Boy and I are friends, but when you see your friend you haven't seen in a while or whatever, you just sit down, pick right back up, talking or whatever. You know, your third friend pops in 5 minutes later. Oh, God, sorry, I'm sorry. You guys will not understand what's been going on with me.
If I was sleeping on the floor.
I get asked that sometimes. Like,
what do you get asked?
Like, is Paige so busy? And I'm like, yeah, oh, she is.
For a while, I am.
I then tell them your rundown for that day because I know it.
Yep.
It's temporary.
You know what? It all is, Paige. The pain and the pleasure.
I was thinking, like, I just immediately saw a No Fear shirt in my head when she said pain is temporary.
Was it the one that had the little evil face on there? Or, that little No Fear?
God, what is it? Pain is something leaving the body. That was one of the shirts.
I don't know. That reminds me of the Lord's Gym t-shirt that I bought at Myrtle Beach that year. My mom still didn't like me wearing it,
sex
even
wax.
Though it was Lord's Gym. You saw it was sacrilegious because it was like a guy bench pressing, except he was crucified to a cross laying down, but he's really ripped.
Oh, then Jesus just does his pecs, his butterfly.
And it had some pecs. Kind of like, you know.
Off the cross?
Cute little catchphrase on there. Like something about pain. My pain is your gain or some kind of thing.
Oh. We have football shirts that said losing is not an option. So like, is it mandatory because the shirt makes no sense?
Well, I mean,
everybody dies.
That's what it should say. That's an excellent observation too.
Losing is not an option. Well, around here, buddy, it's the way to go.
They should say we know all the math teachers and they're gonna flunk you if we lose this game. And God. Don't misspell flunk either, because we get in trouble if you do.
Now you're like Bud Kilmer in Varsity Blues. You're threatening Mox's scholarship to Brown.
Mox. All right.
So I missed you the grade, son.
I already told you what was going to be on the show today. See, if that was pre-written, I would have not gotten to that part until right here. So, obviously. And the music's already trailed off, so we're already behind.
I know about your scholarship to Brown.
On this April 10th, 2025. Paige?
Yeah.
What is up in the play?
Well, we got to talk about a wife of a very famous band that we play here. His wife was involved in a situation where she was shot during a shootout with police. We're going to find out if this band.
Dang.
Yeah. All this.
Old Tool got a wife.
Oh, yeah. No.
Linkin Park got
a
wife.
I'm going to guess drummer of Hoobastank.
Crossfade got a wife.
Paige isn't crying, so it's not someone from Monster Magnet.
Oh, no.
Is Roland married?
That never happened.
Is 311 married?
What about old Fat Lips? Do they got wives?
741? Yeah. Well, he was married to Doohickey. What's her name? The one they thought died and they cloned her?
Oh.
Not Alanis Morissette. She looks like Alexa Bliss.
I was thinking Dolly the Sheep.
She's a punky little rock star girl, but she
looks like Ricky Morton.
Avril Lavigne.
Oh,
Avril Lavigne. I didn't even need the initials. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Guys, when news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, the wife of a very famous band, The Bassist, was shot by police and arrested for attempted murder.
Oh, man. Okay, so my next guess, and I'm really being honest about this, and I haven't Googled nothing, so if I'm right... Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Is
you.
Is it Mrs. Fieldy?
Oh, no. I hope not.
Okay, so I started thinking bassist. Like, you said you've...
Is Monkey married?
I don't know. Yeah, oh, yeah. Is yeah, it? Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Maybe very, Head's not married.
Very attractive. I think Head is celibate. Celibate. Mm-hmm. Not a good time. Come on.
I know Jonathan's married.
Yes. Yes, he is. He's into murder memorabilia as well.
And I know Dave got fat. Even though he's not in the band anymore.
Well, I mean, it happens.
Yeah, he put on
some. Surprised most drummers aren't fat because they just sat there the whole time.
He was in the best shape of the band.
Drummers are going to hate that.
Do you want me to give you a hint?
Oh, I love hints.
Yeah, I do too. Especially if they're from Heloise.
This band is supposed to perform at Coachella this weekend.
That doesn't help me.
That's this weekend? Coachella?
It's April.
Oh, those suckers come up quick. And they split weekends too.
Did you know jazz singer
that doesn't
Ella Fitzgerald used to coach a girl's basketball team in her spare time?
I don't like that last name, so I try to ignore.
Well, agreed, but that's where they get the name Coachella.
Okay.
Did not know.
Okay.
That she must have done it in California. Where'd Bonnaroo come from? It's Tennessee. A secret animal that runs around the jungle of Tennessee.
It's a combination of the promoter's favorite band and Australian souvenir. Yeah.
It's not a kangaroo eating a bow round?
No.
I'll give you another hint. It happened in Los Angeles.
These hints are very open.
Very evasive.
Yeah. Very S-wordy. Something.
Gotta watch still episode 3 to find out what's going to happen.
Here comes another hint.
Don't you hit me, woman.
I'm not going to hit you. I'm sorry. Hash pipe.
Oh.
Weezer.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know their bassist's name, though. Yeah, I don't know their bassist's name. That's why they say the bassist. Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody just said, Tommy Lee made another porn, they didn't say Motley Crue drummer made another porn.
Oh,
he's known on his own.
I was hoping Tommy Lee Jones made the porno.
Oh, Lord.
Oh!
This is my happy face.
How's that feel? Does that feel pretty good right now?
This is my happy face. You like my happy face? I got all over your face.
Let me give you some more of what I got going on down here. So come here.
Oh, my goodness.
How's that feel, girl?
All right. So,
I think I'm almost finished.
Of Weezer is Scott Schreiner, and Jillian Schreiner was shot in the shoulder by police and arrested for attempted murder. And this is following a hit and run that she wasn't involved in. No. So three suspects got out of their car, fled from police on foot. They ended up in a residential neighborhood, and when the cops approached the back of the home where one of the suspects...
Did she look like a terrorist by chance?
Oh,
no,
Lord.
She's really pretty.
What? Are you trying to say a terrorist can't be pretty, Paige? How dare you?
That's what I heard.
You got it. Maybe that's what drove them to be terror makers. People like you saying you're ugly. All right, go ahead.
Pretty is as pretty does.
You are.
Okay, so we go back to this. Three suspects got out of their car and fled from police on foot. They ended up in a residential neighborhood. When cops approached the back of the home where one of the suspects had been seen running, Jillian Schreiner appeared in the yard of her home of her own home next door, brandishing a handgun. And so they asked her to drop it, and she refused numerous times. Then she pointed it at the officers, and they shot her in the shoulder.
What was her name again?
Her name is Jillian Schreiner.
Schwannel?
I bet they caught her because she slowed down to help up a crippled child.
So it's unclear if she fired at them, but according to Rolling Stone,
The band?
Mick Jagger said this.
The magazine.
Oh, she got shot in the shoulder.
She got shot in the shoulder. Right in the collarbone.
This confrontation is the shootout. Yeah. So, we'll see. She ran back into her house, but came out half an hour later with her babysitter to surrender, and she was treated at the hospital for a gunshot wound and booked on attempted murder charges.
Very weird story.
Wow.
I feel like we're not getting the full scope.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sorry. That's all I get.
No, no. You sound like a woman that went to the gynecologist.
And came out what?
He said he doesn't feel like he got the full scope.
Oh. He may still have some diseases down there.
You got the double-headed speculum we can use, nurse.
You have some oozes or itches, so we need to know about this, sir.
Jesus. That's why I just spit out a biscuit.
Sorry.
They should do some kind of those. Lesbian Olympics where they actually have running with scissors. Literally, like, it's like a, you know how girls can do that thing where they're doing a cartwheel together? They're just tumbling over, but they're in the form of, like, a cartwheel. And it's kind of like they're 69ing. So that kind of same thing. You follow? Okay, cool.
Now somebody's going to puke. But it just adds to the show.
Well, that's why we'd have Vince McMahon doing commentation.
He's got a puke.
He's got a puke.
Tell me, please.
There's two Vinnie Mac references already.
I like the way he talked him up.
So you can puke on command.
Hey, look, I used to work with that guy.
Look, he might win the Masters this weekend.
I know, it's crazy.
He's playing some good golf.
I wish he'd respond to your text.
It was a DM. I don't have his phone number.
He's got TGL money coming in, too.
Yeah.
All right.
He's loaded.
I'm Paige. And those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Maybe I'll do a tell-all if he doesn't respond to my message.
I wish he'd bring the beard back.
You know, well, I think it made him look older somehow. Like, he's got one of them, like, he's like 4 years younger than me, so he's still very young. Thank you, Paige.
Talk about Lucas Glover for you noobs that don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not.
Don't know your Wade Hampton Generals.
Of course. Which him, you know, somebody like him just pushed me further down the totem pole of Wade Hampton fame.
Is there another famous general besides Lucas Glover?
And me?
Yeah.
oh, yeah. There's many. Like a girl we went to school with. She went on to work for VH1 and does like those little VH1 documentaries and stuff. Her name's Naima Cochran. Because I was watching a VH1. It wasn't on VH1, but it's some kind of behind the music kind of things. And they had her on there, and it said her name. I'm like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God.
Is it pronounced Cochran, but spelled like Cochrane?
No, Cochran with an E on the end, like Johnny. And but her first name's Naima. And I sent her a message on Instagram. Oh, congratulations. I just looked you up. Good job. And then I guess she probably didn't look me. She lives in New York now. She just looked me up and said, oh, cool. You enjoying your podcast? It's like, it's a radio show.
I would
have been. We have a podcast of the radio show. It's not a podcast.
God, that is true. We got like Inception going on here.
Right. Yeah, no, it's crazy. Paige, a third thank you. Fat boy, what the hell? Sports?
Yeah, we'll keep talking about the Masters. We'll talk about yesterday's par 3 tournament. There were three aces. Two in the same hole, I believe.
Whoa.
These guys are pretty good.
Magnets. They're using magnets.
They got me something because when Brooks Koepka hit his, it was way out and it kind of drew back.
Another example of April for you. Why don't in the Columbia, South Carolina next weekend they do the McMasters?
Oh God, you couldn't gamble at it, you know, because that's
well,
not our heritage.
Well, you couldn't gamble at it or smoke weed, so why do it? All right, good point. Good morning, everybody.
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history. Got a couple for you. 25 years ago, even way back in the year 2000. Remember that bit? He became the youngest player in baseball history to reach 400 home runs. He was 30 years old. What's his name?
Oh, you want me to guess?
If I give you the team, it'll give it away.
The team that he did it with or the one he started with?
The team he did it with. It's the furthermost points.
Yeah. Well, I believe you're referring to... God, you know what? This might not be right. I'm going to say Junior Griffey.
It was Junior Griffey.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
The inspiration for a Facebook fussing name.
You talking about Griff Kenny Jr.?
He did it. He ended his career with 630 home runs.
Yeah.
Those injuries he had in Cincinnati, if he wouldn't have had those injuries.
I despise he went to Cincinnati. And I don't have any ties to Seattle, obviously. But although my mom's name Mary, but it's not short for Mariner.
He's fifth on the all-time list. You got Willie Mays, Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, and Barry Bonds.
And then where's Pujols?
I got to look that up because...
Sounds like I'm talking about a body part when I say his name.
Tomei is a lot higher than people would think he is.
Oh, yeah, Jim Tomei for sure.
Yeah.
But not in the Hall of Fame yet, right?
You know what? He might be in.
I'm going to look that up right now. He may have.
While you look that up, I'll tell you in honor of the Masters.
Well, that's going to take me probably 10 minutes.
20 years ago, in the year 2005, Tiger Woods won his fourth Masters.
Oh.
He didn't win his last one until 2019, and his first one was 97.
Oh, yeah, he went in first year eligibility 7 years ago.
Did Jim God, Tomei. It's been that long since Tomei was retired?
Yeah, 612 for him. You're right. I had no idea it's in 600 home run club because there's really something that's never really talked about. It's like 500, we quit counting.
He was on
500 home run club.
So many good Indians teams because that's what they called him back then.
Yeah, they did. You had people like Man Ram.
Kenny Lofton.
Sounds like
there.
An AEW wrestler, but in fact, his name's Manny Ramirez.
You had Carlos Baerga, short. Yeah, one of the greatest second basemen of all time, Robbie Alomar.
Yeah, but he spit on people, though. He was a son of a bitch.
Then there was those weird allegations, you know, like, hey, that's not the guy you want spitting on you.
No, it's not. It had the De La Hoya complex, it seems, if you will.
Well, the two big favorites to win the Masters this weekend are Scottie Scheffler, which he's the best in the world right now, number one, playing great golf.
And he's the best
around. Rory McIlroy.
It's tough to say.
Rory has gone a long time without a major.
You know, Jim Nance is hoping it's not him, just as he might get a little tongue-tied on that one.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Nance. I saw that he's going to try to go another 10 years calling the Masters. Because he stopped college basketball.
I mean, I don't
– he pulled back on that.
How long has he been in the business?
Oh, years and years. Just like overall, just doing all kind of stuff for him. Football for a little bit. What still does football now with Romo?
Him with the Masters, outside of him and Ken Venturi, I can't remember anyone else that did it.
Does he whisper really well?
He does.
That's a talent.
I
wish they had Faraday back with him. Like he was great.
He was doing ASMR before people knew what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So many people would fall asleep while watching the Masters.
I do. That's why, because it's relaxing.
I think so, too. My grandpa would fall asleep during old NASCAR races, but once DW came around, it was boogity-boogity screaming, and my grandpa didn't fall asleep the whole time.
You know what Jim Nance is?
There's a little excitement in there. That's why sometimes I get excited, like a preacher does. That's their secret. Are you here today because something's wrong with you? Do you not want to go to hell? Wake up back there.
Go to hell.
Hell.
Right.
You know his favorite Masters moment is when his buddy Freddie Couples won it.
He's a nice guy.
Because they're college buddies.
Oh, Fred.
Where they at school?
Houston.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I've got to meet him the same day I met the legend Sam Snead over at Thornblade when they did the Thornblade Classic.
Oh, he's no longer with us, right?
No, yeah. That was like, I think he died a couple years after that. He was like one of like the Rat Pack of golf, you know, one of those guys. Not like so much like a Sinatra or a Dean Martin, but more of like a, maybe a Sammy.
If you ever go, Full Swing, the documentary on Netflix where they follow the guys around.
Yeah.
They go to these tournaments, man, and Jack Nicklaus and Lee Trevino are just holding court. And all the guys are just gathering around just listening to stories.
See, I never met either one of them.
Yeah. I want to go. I really want to go one year. But I'm doing this.
You would not.
To Augusta? Oh, like a short trip, drive down and back?
Paige, let me share you with this. The special little, for lack of a better term, VIP cool experience I got to have the other day with Sting.
Stinger.
Someone else in the room got the possibility and invite to do the same. And I'm going to give it away now. And he's like, oh, I'm good. I live in Clemson. I can't drive all the way to Greenville another day.
I'm really different about meeting people now.
I'm doing a good impression of you, by the way.
Well,
like him, it kind of ruins it for you.
He loves Sting. Are you kidding?
I do love Sting, but they tell you not to meet your heroes.
You should not.
You don't want to meet
people. That was my second time for him. Third. He's awesome.
It breaks your heart if they're ugly to you. Happened to me.
Well, Fat Boy will tell you. Fat Boy, who was the biggest letdown of a celebrity I ever met?
Besides David Duke, I can't really think of another one.
But, I said let down, not pick me up. He's talking about the college basketball player David Duke, by the way.
I can't remember who it was.
Which is oddly enough black.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy? How that works, yeah.
It's so wild how that works.
It's a random name.
David Duke, right?
Do they know about each other?
Of course, because I'm sure people said, dude, do you realize there's another David
Duke?
Are you
him?
And he was a Klansman.
You play basketball?
I mean, that was like the most famous, next to Nathaniel Bedford Forrest. Weird, I know that. Like the most famous, third most famous is Chris Jericho.
Oh. Even the ball player's like, oh, there's another David Duke. I'm like, you would not want to meet him.
No, you would not like him. No, maybe we'll exchange jerseys. No, you won't.
You guys will not like each other.
He doesn't wear a jersey, in fact. That's a hint.
This ain't going to be an Anthony Black, Grady Dick jersey swap situation.
No, it's not. You want to do it? You want to do the switch? You want to do it? No, it won't ever happen. All right. Good for it. We're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about – oh, great tease. You ready? We're going to talk about what was on Paige's phone this morning when she got here. Oh, that's good. Because you don't know if it was like a stain or if it was a photograph or she was hacked. That was good. I mean, think about all the possibilities. Are we still on the radio?
There's a lot. Okay, I was looking at the LeBron James Barbie doll. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
What is this?
My God.
Look at that. That's awesome.
I thought they got her away with away from all that stuff. All right, well, whatever.
Why did I can't say that.
What was disgusting that was on Paige's phone when she got here this morning?
Oh, my God.
All right. wonder about that. We'll tell you next, and then Facebook, Fuss, and Big Hour coming up.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.